Welcome back, kids and coaches. Your favorite Asian trio is back for some more. Welcome back to the Briones Pickleball Podcast, everybody. My name is Cade Nemov. I am your co-host. And joining us today is a very special, special Asian in my heart and in yours, I assume, as well. Augie Guh!
Yo, what up, everyone? Augie. Thanks again for having me, guys. Always love being on the show.
Nice. We should have said MLP.
Premier Asian. Woo!
PPA like finalist. There's a lot of other things, but
I like the fact that he's Asian.
Yeah. Augie Guh! Woo! All right. Augie, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Yeah, just chilling. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, dude, you've had a quite the experience, quite the run over the past week and a half, a lot of things.
I got to see it in person, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
Caden was a huge sideline coach presence, helped us a ton.
Nice.
Yeah, I said a lot of useful information that he used in the match.
Very useful, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so if you're watching this and you don't, to get the elephant out of the room, just when was this? When was North Carolina?
Last week.
Okay, so yeah. Last week, Augie has made it, or he made it to the final, playing the Johns with John May Martinez Vic.
Yeah.
And how was that experience? We're gonna dive deep into it, Augie. But how was that experience as a whole? Yeah, just first thoughts, man.
Yeah. No, it was unreal. Such a great week for me and John May. That was the first time that we had ever played together, and actually, we played some rec back at PPA Mesa, like at the end of the tournament when everyone had already left. So that was the first time we ever played together. And then actually the day before men's doubles, we didn't get to play any because Jaume had a long singles day and mixed as well. So we really just like played some points like right before our first match and got going. But then in our first match, we just clicked. Like we beat a pretty solid team pretty handily.
Who is that?
We beat Marshall Brown and Jim Dobrin.
Hell yeah.
First round. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a strong team.
Yeah, it's a good
team.
Yeah.
So that was good. That's when we knew like we could have something here. And then going into like the Matt and James match, we knew that James might be a little flat just because he was coming back from injury. And then that
Nanowich and Wright, right?
Yes, okay. Correct. And that day, James and Anna also lost and mixed. But that actually played into my nerves a little bit because I knew that they wouldn't be at their best. So I felt like it was going to be a good opportunity for us. And if you watch that match back, I make a few more errors than usual. But luckily, we were able to hold on in the end and get that in two straight games.
Yeah.
And then our toughest match going to the finals, score-wise, was against Callan and Hayden, Patrick Quinn. And they actually played Caden and Rob, I think the round prior, maybe two rounds prior.
Thanks for...
Sorry, we lost to
them the round prior.
Yeah.
What was the score line there?
6-7.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's a strong team.
Like, it's a good team, so yeah.
You had to hand it off to the next Asian.
Well, 100%. Like,
to do the job.
Like, think about it, man. Like, if one Asian... you know, is not going to do the trick. Like, I need my brother to, avenge me here. And he did just that. Like,
right.
Typically I would root for my fellow Asian and Augie, of course. But, like, there was just a little bit more, behind it this time. Like, I wanted it, But also at the same time, I was like, well, if they beat Augie, I lost those guys. But no. I wanted Augie to win so badly. Like, I would have bet my firstborn baby on it.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. Okay, yeah. Augie, I actually watched part of that match. That was a close one. Did it go three?
It
did go three. It did. Yeah, but before we get into it, can we get into the chippiness a little bit of your match against Callan and Hayden, or should we not? Should we not?
Oh no,
we don't have to.
Let's go. What kind of chips are we talking about here?
Yeah,
Doritos or
it wasn't anything too crazy. I like to have fun when I play, and sometimes. When I play these guys out here, I'm a natural crap talker. And
is it you and Hayden or you and Callan?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Really?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Really? Because Callan doesn't talk at all.
No.
Right?
No.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
No, not really.
Usually he doesn't.
No.
Callan's super chill.
Yeah, he is super chill. And honestly, Callan, if I said something that really like ticked you off, that's on me, okay? I apologize. I'll take responsibility for it. But, there was a... you know, a situation where, you know, I did get body bagged by Callan in the match.
Definitely not off the bounce.
No, Rob popped one up and Callan hit it probably as hard as he could with his black ace paddle, like at my body.
With a forehand?
Yeah, man. Oh,
full swing and volley.
Yeah, but Callan, you got to hit the gym, bro, because that didn't hurt. didn't hurt at all. But I might have said something along the lines of like,
good shot.
Good lob after he hit a pretty crappy lob and I hit it for a put away. and that seemed to piss him off a little bit. And then I hit an ATP that went short and the ref, I guess, didn't hear the call. And so she asked for, you know, a little bit of, what just happened in the last point. And Hayden looked at her and said, oh, the shot was short. And I looked at him and I was like, okay, so are you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You and Hayden are, you know, you guys
are tight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I saw Hayden the next day and dabbed him up. I was like, hey, if I pissed you off in any way, you know, that's on me, my bad. He was like, bro, I don't care. And I was like, all right, yeah. See, I don't know. Like, I don't ever really say anything to be like a jerk or an asshole, but, you know, sometimes you just rub people the wrong way, and I guess I did some of that day. But yeah, that's all I have. So
okay,
no, Caden's right. Just having fun out there. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I was all trying. Right. All right. Trying to have some fun. I don't know.
Yeah, shout out to both those guys though. Callan and Hayden are super cool people.
They're super
such
cool
class
dudes.
Acts. Yeah, yeah. Just happened to get upset at Caden. Okay. It was funny.
Okay, so that's right. So you guys played him next.
Yeah,
after that, Augie.
We did. We did,
and it went three.
It did.
Dude, even seeing Hayden's game over the past like couple years has been pretty. I mean, he's gotten really, really good.
Yeah,
he's really good.
What makes that team tough in particular, Hayden and Callan?
They just complement each other so well. Like they get a good, they get a decent amount of play together. I think they both live near each other, so they practice a lot together. And then Hayden's game is very like offensive. He's got fantastic dinking, but his out of the air offense is really elite. And then Callan's just so steady. He can move the ball around on the dinks at will. So like our plan going in was to kind of work Callan's inside foot. And then he quickly just got us on a string and was moving us from corner to corner at the kitchen. So we got away from that as fast as we could. So they don't have many spots that you can attack because Hayden's hands are so fast and Callan has got insane counters. They're a tough out for sure.
100%. Right. Honestly, I was going to say that, like, I think it's just like two guys that like really understand their roles.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where like, there's no ego. Like, how can we make this work? Like, and I mean, the results have shown it. Like, they've played really well against a lot of good teams and they've have a couple bronze medals together.
Yeah.
In PPA?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Recently at Minnesota, they just got one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like, they just complement each other, like, really, really well. And it's just because there's no ego on the court. They know exactly what they need to do in order to win. And it's honestly, it's, I think, something we all wish we could have sometimes.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of chemistry and partners, let's talk about how the whole Martinez-Vic thing came into play.
Yeah,
because first time you guys played, how did that come about? And you know, as you said, I think in the beginning you said you only played like a couple of rec matches.
Yes,
that was it. So how did that come about? And how did it lead to Championship Sunday?
Yeah, it's funny you ask because I think Mish was like asking us right before we played the
Who?
Johns. Michelle. What's her name?
Okay, so I'm not the only one lost.
You know who she is, Caden.
I do.
Yeah, she's the one who announces with Dave Fleming on Championship Sunday.
Yes. I've never called her that, actually.
Yeah, I couldn't remember like her full name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But
is that her nickname or what people call her?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I've never.
I think it's like Michelle McMahon or something.
McMillan or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sorry if we
shout out to her. Sorry to her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's great.
So
and she asked us and we were just like, I don't know, you asked, like we couldn't exactly pinpoint how the partnership went down. I do remember though that Jaume DM'd me and to like maybe play a tournament or some like this year.
Oh, so he's still in your DMs.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah, I've got that receipts. Right. But no. I think, and then Jaume mentioned that Jill Braverman might have said that we might be a good pair together, and we both keep in contact with her a little bit. Yeah. So a little matchmaking there.
Did Jill Braverman drop you for Miami Open? Did I hear that correctly?
Is this going to get cut?
No. No. So you can plead the fifth on it.
Okay. No, I'll just explain, like with all the MLP stuff and the scheduling mayhem that like MLP being like revived brought upon us. Jill and I were supposed to play in North Carolina, and she backed out because she has to play more APPs to get like the APP bonus. Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. So a little bit of just unfortunate. Miscues, unfortunately.
Yeah, a little understood. Bit. Understood. For it. Sure. Okay. For sure.
All right. But. So John May DM'd you. You said yes.
Yes.
And then when did you say you're going to play at North Carolina?
We were just going back and forth on like what tournaments. We were thinking like APP Mesa, which became APP Sacramento. And then obviously with all the contracts, I don't think John May is playing APP. So. We just found that North Carolina kind of worked for us, and we got it in, thankfully. Cool, man.
And then it worked out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was literally a fairy tale story.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cinderella story.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What were expectations, Augie? So going into the, obviously, like you said, you never made it to even a quarters.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. You ain't got a dog on my head.
Yeah. Well, he said this.
No. He said this. Jordan.
And also, sure. Jame hasn't either. So
yeah, true.
Expectations going in, like what were they actually like in your mind as a pro level player on the way up?
I did think we had a pretty high ceiling. Like Jame and Wyatt Stone beat the Johns last year, so I know that he can beat anyone. And then I personally feel like I can beat anyone. I've had some like solid wins in like the first round or two of tournaments, but just never quite got to the quarters. Led up to having this like one point at a time mentality, which really paid off for us because we had no high expectations, but we knew that we could do well.
Yeah
That's
awesome. That's smart, man. Like sometimes I go into tournaments and I'm like, damn, I gotta score 3 points at a time, and it just never works.
Yeah
So 1 point at a time is like perfectly said, because you know, if you're trying to score too many points at one time, you know,
well, you can't score multiple points at one time.
Says who?
the rules of pickleball.
I don't follow rules.
All right.
Yeah, I do
my
true.
Own thing. Yeah,
this is true.
I do my own thing.
So going into obviously we talked about you made it to the finals playing the Johns, and it was the first time you played both of them in mixed.
Yes.
You told us, Augie, you haven't played them in men's.
When did you play Colin in mixed?
This is like backdraw of Las Vegas.
Did you kill him?
Last year. No. They got us. Me and Dana lost to him and Elise Jones. Yeah. We were actually up in that match. We were up like 12-8 and then might have lost 15-12 or something. Okay. But it was tough. A tough one. Yeah.
All right. Well, you play the Johns the first time. Like, nerves coming in. Do you get nervous, Augie? How does that, like, role play?
Og Dog does not get nervous.
I don't know. I want to know.
Usually don't get nervous, but I will get tight here or there, like in the middle of a match, like when it's a bigger moment.
I just hyped you up, and then you go and say.
No,
that.
I never get nervous. Yeah, I'm the man. Real quick,
Augie, what's the difference? So you explain to me, what's the difference between nervous and tight to you?
I think nervous is more so like you have like the butterflies going in, and like you're just a little like. Like, I've never flat-footed.
Don't want to go for too much offense.
Yep. I never feel that. Like, I always feel comfortable and confident enough to play my game. But, like, in a bigger moment, like, maybe my thoughts will, like, get ahead of me. Sometimes I'll think, oh, if we win this point, like, we got a game point. I got to play well. I got to just make my third instead of just focusing on the next shot. So that's what I would say is, like, tightness. So
okay.
It's more match-specific, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay.
Just move a little bit too fast sometimes.
Yep.
All right. So here's a strategy question I have here.
Yeah, shoot.
So the Johns, obviously the most accomplished doubles team so far in the history of pickleball. We can safely say that.
By far.
Sure.
And big winning percentage. A lot of people study their game. I'm sure you watch a ton of matches.
Mm-hmm.
What can you give the viewers or any insight on strategy? Because there's not a lot of holes. There's not a lot of weaknesses are not there.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, this is not going to be special or mind blowing to anybody, but what do you go in personally, or what do you, John May, talk about how, like, the potential to beat them? Like, where do we go? Where do you guys go?
Yeah. I'm mostly going to reiterate what others have said on, like, podcasts as well about how to beat the Johns, which is, like, if you're going to get into a dink battle with them, you're not going to win it. Like, their dinking is just out of this world. You can train as hard as you want, but they've just got so many reps, especially on Championship Sunday, that they're going to out-dink you if that's the game that you want to play against them. You have to create some offense and have, like, a sort of controlled chaos if you want to really get to them, I think. For instance, just get them off balance, get them off rhythm.
It's like my whole game.
Yeah. poke and attack them here and there. We kind of know, like, which spots that they might be a little more vulnerable. Like, they have very few holes, but for instance, if you can get them leaning one way and attack the other spot, you've got good chances. If you lob successfully, good things can happen.
Which you were doing in that second game.
Yeah. So I think just a controlled chaos is the best way to try to take them out. Yeah. Okay. Or just hope that they're not on their game and that you're playing them on, like, a side court.
First round.
Yeah.
Court 46.
Uh-huh. That's when they tend to have some of their losses.
Shot on iPhone 6S.
Yeah. Yeah. There's never good video of those matches.
And the only times I've ever seen Ben and Conlon lose, it's a highlight and someone, like, posted it, and it's literally the blurriest video I've ever seen in my life. Right?
It's like Bigfoot.
Literally.
Like, it's just Ben and Conlon might have lost this match. Like,
but we're not sure because it's so blurry.
There's some minimal video evidence.
Yeah. Okay.
We just see a point of, like, four random guys, and then you just hear, ah, and then everyone's like, oh, yeah. Oh my God. I'm serious. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's literally how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, talking about Ben and Conlon, what makes them so tough to beat, Augie? Obviously there's a lot, right? But what are the main things that you would say it's so hard to break through for any team?
Yeah, they just cover any sort of holes that are on the pickleball court. They know if you attack Conlon, they have, like, there's certain higher percentage spots that one would, like, tend to attack. So he covers those really well, and he, like, kind of anticipates those ahead of time. And then if you do attack there, and Conlon will get a decent counter on it, but we have another look at it attack, like, Ben's going to be there to clean up that next shot. So it's a matter of really trying to get him off balance before you initiate. Yeah.
Do you feel like you guys could have attacked them more on the sidelines with your twoies?
Yeah, I think so. Looking back at the match, for sure. We did tend to, like, get a little more into, like, lulled into dink rallies that...
They're used to their patterns, you know what I mean? And that's what's won them so many freaking titles.
Yeah, those patterns just suck you in. And then you're like, oh my gosh.
Like, here I am, dinking with the two best doubles players in the world. What do I do now? I guess I'll just keep dinking.
Yes.
Literally, that's how it goes.
It's so easy to get stuck in that.
Because when I played with them with Michael...
Yeah,
I've never seen Michael dink so many times in his life, and I'm like, Michael, speed the ball up, man.
Yeah,
he's like, I can't.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know. It's just they just cover their spots so well again that you don't want to speed the ball up,
right? Because then you just know, like, they're going to be
They're going to be there, and then you're going to be pressured to, like, go for an even tighter speed up, and then you might miss it.
Yeah,
Championship Sunday, people are watching. You know,
yeah,
it's tough.
Just got to go balls to the wall, man. Just lay it to him, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys play great, and if you're watching this right now, we probably will, or in the future, already came out with we broke down some of that, Augie.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Was I there for it? No, I was not.
Sorry, man. A few minutes
late. It's all right.
I want to jump into this. Advantages of being a lefty. Now, in an old podcast a while back, you know, Ben said something to the flavor of, you know, a righty and lefty team he sees are going to dominate this sport, at least on the when it comes to doubles.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Augie, being one of the, I would say, very few high level lefties on the tour? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's definitely increased my value. Like,
oh, for sure, dude. Yeah. If you were right-handed, bro, nobody, everybody would be like, bro.
Oh, nobody.
Just another Asian, bro. Honestly,
yeah, like,
that's how I'm seeing, bro. I'm just another Asian now, bro. I picked the wrong hand to play with. Yeah,
that's the only thing that separates me and Caden.
Yeah, literally.
Being left-handed and Caden being right-handed. And
literally, why did I pick up a paddle right-handed?
Nothing else.
Why didn't you tell me when we met to not play left-handed?
Yeah, I was focusing on my game.
Yeah, man. Play with your good hand. I don't know.
Man, I'll just make the switch right now.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, so it helps my value a lot, and like I can play with a lot of different players because of that. Mm-hmm. And I like am very good at my role, so, and I know how a lot of left side players play, so right. Like it can happen like with Jami mm-hmm. and I that mm-hmm. we just go straight in and do really well together because both of us are fundamentally strong on our respective sides. And then the biggest thing also is just covering the middle, like on attacks. Yeah. Again, we talk about it time and time again, but it's just so true that like the highest value attack generally is through the middle, and it just completely shuts it down. So you got to think of an entire new way to get offense.
You do have to be able to attack down sidelines, which is obviously a little bit less high percentage, right? Like, I mean... Mm-hmm. If you can't attack either with the backhand or like attack down lines, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
I actually think it's actually, it's easier to be a lefty because you're always playing that one side. I forgot.
Totally.
There was a post. I don't know. There was something that I saw that said, like, because when you're a right-handed player, just playing with all the other right-handed players, you're playing different sides mm-hmm. a lot. And there's really strategic things that happen on each side.
Yeah,
for sure.
So you get locked in. I mean, you probably, I don't know what percent you practice on the left, Augie, but probably very rarely at this stage in your career.
If you've seen Augie play the left, it's ugly.
It's not ugly. It's atrocious. But I do, probably, I mean, less than a quarter of the time that Caden spent, or another right-hand player would spend on the other side. So very few, but I do try to play the left in practice sometimes, especially we have so many lefties and you never know when there's going to be like just a lefty version of Ben Johns and I want to play their right side and he wants to, or their left side and he wants to play with me maybe. So always keep those reps in the back pocket.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
You never know.
I like that. Remember that one podcast, Caden, we were talking about and you had to think about this, but I said, what if Ben and Colin,
they swapped hands and they had to switch sides?
No. What if just take Ben and Colin, their exact strategy, their exact everything, but make them both lefties?
Oh, God.
How would that change the game? So all the patterns would just be opposite.
I think so.
Probably. Yeah. But
well,
they would.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
that would
be
so weird.
Yeah.
That would just be so chaotic.
It would be. It would be really tough.
I can say I've never really seen a lefty-lefty team do well in a pickleball tournament. I would love to see it happen.
I don't think it's happened, but
No. I've seen lefty lefty teams.
Not at
on
PPA.
Maybe not the PPA, but like I saw in the APP last year there was a tournament that Robin, or maybe 2 years ago, that Robin CJ Klinger played together.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's,
I was like, that's kind of cool.
I love that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be open to it, honestly.
Okay, I'll play
there
left-handed.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
For sure.
All right.
I'll switch.
No, you should probably play right.
Probably.
Handed.
So, you know what? It was after, Augie, I think, your interview when you
interview?
Well, no, when you beat maybe Callan and also Hayden. But I think her name is Michelle, right? The announcer? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but that one I think was Hannah Johns.
Okay, yes. But I don't know. So on one of the interviews, post-match interviews, they asked you about what helped you and make you so good. You mentioned something about unorthodox drilling.
Yes, yeah.
So why don't you tell me a little bit, or is this a top secret, or can you tell us a little bit of what that looks like?
We don't share this stuff.
Yeah.
And what does your drilling routine look like on a weekly basis? Like what does your training look like?
So I do like all the standard drills that are actually on Jordan's channel. Him and I have a video together. We run through. Yeah, shout out to that. So I run through all that stuff. But then the unorthodox stuff I was referring to was kind of born out of when I was working full time remotely and I just wanted to get more reps. So I would do a lot of like stuff on the wall, a lot of fast hand stuff, flipping from forehand to backhand. I do like 500 reps of those. I try to do that every day.
So wait, what wall and what ball
are you using? Just a normal pickleball and like any wall. It actually, I found that it might challenge you a little more if you get like one of those wobbly balls, like a ball that you don't want to play with in rec, because it'll like force you to have a little better reaction time. But I do that like literally just switching forehand, backhand.
Yeah, dude.
Where do you do that in the house?
Outside in my backyard.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, your dad's like, dad's probably like, okay, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
Dude, I have a lot. I have some wall drills on my channel. That's really interesting. I didn't know that. Do you still do that like today?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I try to. Yeah.
We're going to have to make a wall drill video.
Yeah,
dude.
Let's do it. I'm in.
Okay.
And then I actually do a decent amount of like offhand stuff on the wall too, like with my right hand. I guess just to like balance out, because like my left hand will like get sore or whatever. And
super
then,
swole.
Yeah. But you want to like balance yourself out physically and also kind of train the opposite side of your brain. I don't know if it helps at all, but I do that.
Probably does.
And then I do, what is it? I do some table tennis stuff. Like I have a rebounder, which is basically like a wall for a ping pong table. And I work on a lot of backhand flicks there. I probably do like 100 to 200 reps of that.
With a pickleball?
No, with a ping pong, like my table tennis paddle and a ping pong ball.
Have you done that today yet?
Not today yet.
Wait, so you actually go with a ping pong paddle, table tennis, and you still do that today? Get reps like that?
Dude, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Wow.
He's a filthy ping pong player too.
That's interesting, dude.
Oh, yeah.
How much Pilates do you do?
Every single day.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Because that's kind of what I was considering doing. off court training.
Do you recommend that actually? Because I don't have a table tennis background, but obviously we look at Ben and he has both tennis and table tennis.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest?
I think it can be very beneficial cross training. There might be some like overhead in order to learn how to play and learn proper table tennis technique, but if you have it and you can train it, like. It's helped me, I think, a lot.
Wow.
Really.
Wait, so at your house, you have a pool and a ping pong table?
Yes.
All right, I'll come
over. You're always welcome over.
I will be there on Monday.
You have to come over.
All right. Okay.
And then the last one that's really unorthodox is like, I just wanted a way to train like my reaction time. Mm. And I saw some videos on YouTube of like a guy just like calling out like different numbers on a wall and like the guy just like touching those numbers. Mm. Like they're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like on a wall, and like a guy's just calling out numbers. He's just touching them as they go, like as fast as he can. Mm-hmm. So like I built like a super simple like iPhone app that like shouts out random numbers from 1 to 5, and then I just like
wait, hold on. You built the app?
Yeah, it's like super basic. Like I just use ChatGPT. Like it's literally.
Bro, are we selling this thing
I'll
or
show
what?
You,
dude?
I'll show you it right here.
Royalties.
It has like
very little
functionality. You just like punch in. Like how long to go.
We're gonna show this camera here.
You punch in how long to go in minutes. So I do like 3 minutes at a time.
Bro, you have a privacy screen.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. We're good.
And then I just hit start.
Okay. This is
4, 3, 1. And I'm just pressing whatever.
Okay.
They shout.
Wait, so what do you just like have a piece of paper that you put one on or two?
Yeah,
or you
it's
put
like
tape or
tape and I just like write the numbers on my wall. So it's just like stickers. And then, I mean, it just like keeps your nervous system sharp, I guess. And I get like for 3 minutes, like average of one shout, one reflex a second. It's like another extra 180 reps. So,
wow.
And all that took like 15 minutes to do on a daily basis. So I think those extra reps helped a ton. Like between the 500 wall reps, the 200 ping pong reps, and then the 180, that's almost 1,000 reps every single day that I'm getting.
Of the we call it number touches.
Yes, number touches.
I've been training with this guy Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the last 2 months, and he's never, ever talked about these. No wonder I still suck.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
But you got a FaceTime.
Real quick, I'll
set up a little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in my bedroom.
Yeah, no, I'll put it on my social media at some point.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So numbers, is it 1 through 9 or 1 through 6?
Like just 1 through 5. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So then, like this and that.
Yes, and then
really
like an extra piece of dimension, an extra dimension, Jesus, is like on the 2 and the 5, I just use my right hand. So like,
okay.
That's like another reflex. Like I'll find myself like reaching with my left to go for the 2.
Okay.
And then I like stop that myself and do the right. So that's just another.
You know what? That helps. That helps going forehand or backhand.
Exactly. So you're not stuck like doing this.
Don't chicken wing yourself.
Yes. Right. Yes.
That's the windshield wiper.
That's
right.
Really, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So are you in a, now this is getting down to details.
Open stance, bro. Yeah.
No, are you seriously in a pickleball stance, or are you just standing straight up?
I'm relatively athletic, but still also relatively straight up. Yeah, it's not like I'm not like at the kitchen line like leaning, but I'm like knees slightly bent, like super engaged.
So you're not going backhand flick to
no.
Although that
could really help, actually.
I just had the thought of like your dad walking in, like your door being closed, and like almost the door is like, "Agia," and you're just like on the wall.
That may or may not have happened.
Yeah. Bro, we're...
They say swap my sound to instead of being doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're making a whole video on all the unorthodox drills, bro.
We will.
That's sick.
But yeah, just those 3 that I got. But okay. I think they helped a ton.
What are your thoughts on yoga?
I haven't done yoga in forever, but in college, actually, instead of practicing on Saturdays, we would do hot yoga. This was at the University of New Mexico when I was there. And it was just really hard. Who knows if it helped? It might have.
My mom is she swears by hot yoga.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, like I've considered doing some hot yoga, like more of hot yoga. And let's just put it this way. I haven't fully committed to it yet. So I wanted to get like kind of your feedback on it.
And, it's hard.
See if like maybe you wanted to get a membership with me or something. But
ooh,
like if not, it's no biggie.
2 for 1?
2 for 1? I could be convinced.
Yeah?
Yeah. Especially summer coming up. Like, it could really help you get...
Dude, I'm not going to do it by myself. Okay? So...
No, yeah, that sounds
horrible. I have a sick homie that'll do it with me, and then, yeah, like, we can just go in there, and all the ladies are like, oh, who are these cute little Asian men?
Yeah.
Doing yoga.
We got to get the abs popping before that.
The abs?
Yeah.
Bro, mine are already out.
Yeah?
No.
Prove it.
Oh, shoot. All right. Augie, what does your diet look like, dude? Are you super serious about that? Are you in that stage where you could eat anything right now? Or are you getting more serious as now you're getting more successful?
I just eat whatever my mom makes.
Smart man.
I have like kind of shifted a little bit to like this animal based diet that people are talking about these days. Like not carnivore or anything. Like I still eat vegetables and stuff. But like I eat a few less like processed carbs than I used to, or like flour based carbs. And then I eat a lot of like grass-fed like steaks, grass-fed organic steaks, and
so this is like keto almost. It's pretty close.
Not quite.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Plant-based. That's what they call it. I'm not plant-based.
Animal-based. It's just, like own kind of thing, but it is somewhat similar. But like the steaks, and then like a lot of fruit, and then yogurt as well.
Mm.
Yeah, but just nothing, like a lot of whole foods.
Yeah, whole foods.
Yeah.
Got it.
But then I'm not afraid to take a cheat meal.
This guy will always get a salad with whatever meal he gets.
I do. I eat.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do my veggies, which is like goes against like that animal-based thing. Yeah. But
it's good. Like, come on, that's not bad for you. No, you know, like.
Exactly.
Just, sometimes I love myself like some meat and rice, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to ruin this meal with some greens.
Yeah.
This guy ruined the always meal. Good. Always good about greens, man.
I've always learned to just like my greens.
Yeah, that's why he grew. That's why he's 6'2" and Asian. Like,
maybe
probably in the 1 percentile of Asians height.
Probably,
maybe, yeah, huh? Yeah. Dude. I'll take it. I got super lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. But Kaden and I and Pessa, after Monday, Wednesday, Friday drilling, have been known to go to Costco and demolish some glizzies.
$1.50 glizzies.
Yes.
With the hot dogs.
Oh gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Augie sometimes gets 2.
Yeah, this is true.
All right.
Glizzy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What people...
Double fist.
Double grabbing some glizzies on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
It's cheap. It's you know, economical.
Yeah, it makes sense. We'll pickleball doesn't play, of course not, you know, but I mean, $1.50 for a glizzy, you know, like say less, you know? Okay.
That must be a new gen word. Never heard of that.
You never heard of that word?
Uh-uh.
Glizzy.
I'm too old, I guess.
Add it to the vocabulary. Yes, it's a great word. Yeah. You can use it in so many different ways, too.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Well,
I went to Costco and had a glizzy.
What people may not know and obviously you live here in Phoenix area.
Yep.
So who are your main drilling partners and practice partners right now?
I wish I got to drill more with you, Jordan. It's been a while, but we've been saying, but we've both been kind of busy. Drill a lot. Drill Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like we said, with Caden and Pessa, and then sometimes we try to find a fourth as well.
Dude.
On the grind, you know.
Love playing with Craig Johnson. Kyle Kazuda's back from injury. He's a beast.
Is he?
He's coming back. Who else? Don't let me leave anyone out. Okay. We got a bunch. Jackson,
we
Rio.
Have a ton. Jackson, Rio, Danny. But Danny doesn't really come out here a ton.
I haven't played with him in a while.
It's probably been a little bit for me, too.
I love playing with Danny. Chris Headings.
Yeah. Nico Montoya, but he hasn't been playing a ton.
Yeah. We played with Adrian Legaretta this morning. Mm-hmm. He's still a freaking beast. And he's getting better, too.
Okay.
All right. Doing some boxing classes.
Yeah.
He was looking kind of big today, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah.
For sure. I noticed that.
So a lot of good talent, and I think there's more talent. There's more pros moving here, I think, in the next month or so, right?
Yes.
Damn right there are.
We won't release any information until it's...
No?
Until it's...
I'll say it right now.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
You won't.
Who are we getting here in the Phoenix area?
No, I am. Oh, CJ Klinger and Riley Newman.
Woo! Okay, you're aspiring pro, move to the Phoenix area.
Yeah.
We'd love to drill with you.
We've got a lot of courts, which is a big thing. A
lot of courts, a lot of good players.
Yeah, Austin's got great players, but not as many courts.
It doesn't compare. Yeah. Austin.
Yeah, this is where it's
Ligma.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Ligma?
I don't know. Let's not.
Augie. I don't know what that means.
So remind me, Augie, how long have you been playing?
Started September 2022.
September 2022.
Yeah.
So less than 2 years.
Yes. But
literally, why would you bring that up?
I first played like February 2022, but I played once. But that planted the seed.
Okay, so a couple questions I have for you, just skill wise, and also how your game has developed. Because what level do you remember you kind of being at, Augie?
Yeah.
What was your first? Were you? Did you ever enter like below 5-0 tournaments in the beginning? Or no?
Nothing below 5-0 ever. Maybe I should have, though, because Nico and I got our butts kicked our first 5-0.
Lefty-lefty team.
Yeah, lefty-lefty team.
Okay, there you go.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't.
So
not because we weren't good on our respective sides, just I wasn't good at pickleball.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So when you were in that, right, and I would say, I don't even know, man, when we did that video like a long time ago.
Yeah.
That drilling video?
I would say you were close to 5-0 already. Maybe 4.75, 4.75.
I think at that point, that video, I was like, my duper was already like above a 6.
Oh, okay. So I'm way off.
Yeah, no.
I'm way off.
I thought you were like a 3.5 in that video personally.
But before, the old one?
The one that's on with when I'm like wearing a sleeveless shirt. Like it's in the thumbnail.
It's wearing a sleeveless shirt?
Duper 6.25 or something like that.
You're right. Yeah. I made that thumbnail.
No, you're good.
Okay, but... But we used to drill a lot before.
Yeah.
And so before you even got to that level, what are some main things that you had to train for the viewers? Because a lot of people are either aspiring to get their higher level or even maybe trying to get the pro. So from when you first started, Augie, figuring out the game.
Just slowing the ball down at any point on the court, any position on the court, being able to slow the ball down and get it into the kitchen. Because that's the big difference from tennis and pickleball. Is like pickleball, you have an out and it's just right in front of the net. So if you can get it close to the net, you're back to neutral. Whereas tennis, you have to like hit a good shot all the way across the court. You kind of have to hit a high ball, give yourself time. And you really have to work your way back to neutral. Whereas pickleball, you can hit one or two shots. Like if you hit a reset perfectly, you're back to neutral.
That's the beauty of the game.
Yep.
You know?
That's why it's so much harder than tennis.
Yeah, way harder. Shout out Christian Alshon.
Shout out Christian Alshon. Yeah. All right. So 5-0, Augie, where you've been, or let's skip that question. We'll go where you were, right? Yeah. Around that, like, let's just say you're a 5-5, even the lower level pros. Let's just call them.
Caden Nemoffs of the world.
let's call them the Qualies.
I can't believe I just said that
about
myself.
The Qualies or also first rounders.
Yes.
That separated to, or the difference between that and people who are making actually quarters and semis. Obviously, yeah. we're talking about a very, very slim margin of people that make it to the actual finals. But basically, what separates all the pros to the top 10, 20? What do you think it is, Augie?
Yeah, I think it's hard to say, but I would maybe a few factors are just overall experience. Like that was it for me, a big thing. It's like knowing that I've qualied several times before and I'm going to quali again. That was a huge one mentally. And then also just the guys who are getting to quarters and semis, they really just play full time, or a lot of them do. And then like when I was playing qualies, I was still working part time, like seeing kind of gauging if I was good enough to maybe play pro pickleball. So that can also be a huge factor as well. And then game wise, I would say the offense of like quarters and semis players is just more sophisticated than qualifying players. Yeah.
Okay. Care to expand on that? Just the offensive side?
Yeah.
Just like really strategic or like spots?
Yeah.
Or what would you say?
At the core, like fundamentally, I think the top players are those who go deeper into draws. They have all four speed ups generally, forehand, backhand, off the bounce and out of the air. And they have those on lock and they can hit any spots that they need to. So if they go in, they have a strategy, they can really execute that strategy. Whereas those who play qualies and sometimes get out, sometimes don't, they can speed the ball up and have some pretty quality attacks. But if they run into a team that their attack, like maybe their best attack goes into their strength, they can't necessarily adjust and like go from their attack to like find their weakness. I think that's a big thing. And that's why sometimes they get out of qualies, because they play people that, you know, their game favors, and other times they don't.
That is a big thing for sure.
Yeah.
I like that, dude.
Yeah. That was perfectly said.
Thanks.
Wow. I'm at a loss for words right now. That was really, really well said.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, in the intensives that we teach, you know, I like that. The four, basically four attack. There's basically, it comes down to four categories of attacks, right? Yes. Swinging volley, forehand, backhand, or we could call it more of a flick or a punch.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about off the bounce. And speaking of off the bounce, that's why, you know, the two-hander, we talked about it earlier, Augie, why it's super, super important to develop that. But one thing I want to know, we'll go like past 6 to 9 months. What are some shots that you're actually working on and refining and work, or new shots or whatever, working on today, this, like, you know, for the past like year?
Yeah.
Something like that.
For the past year, definitely my two-hand backhand topspin dink. Sometimes I would go into a tournament and I didn't have great feeling on that. And I would just have to resort to hitting my one-hand slice dink again. Yeah. So being consistent with that and going into every tournament, knowing that I can consistently hit that shot, and then being even more aggressive with it, kind of like James Ignatowicz is. And then also the offense with the two hands. So the beauty of having two hands at the kitchen line is you can disguise your offense. So it's hard to tell if you're going to just do a cross-court dink roll or if you're going to attack with that. So I've been developing that part of my game. And then kind of a big thing for me that's always been a point that I've had to work on is my one hand flick as well. So that's why I do a lot of flicks on the ping pong table. I don't know why, I just like
this.
Yes. Backhand. Yes.
It's nasty. It's nasty in pickleball and it's nasty in ping pong. I've seen it in both.
It's getting there. Yeah. but I have to trust myself a little more to take that ball like fully up the line sometimes. So I'm very comfortable in flicking from the outside into the
middle,
or like the left side player's right hip, which is generally where I'm going to have the most success as a lefty.
It's a good spot.
Yeah. But then, when people start to know my game and, know how to play with more lefties on tour, they're going to lean for that shot. And then I have to be able to take that straight up the line.
Yeah.
So that's a big one that I'm working on as well.
I like that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. What do we got, Gaden?
I do have a quick question before I say what I'm going to say.
Wait. I'm
talking to you.
What? This is okay. So this is a good time to shout out to our sponsors, because I have no idea what's going on right now. But thank you, Selkirk. Thank you for all you do. Great paddles. Check out the description below if you want any of that. So do we figure out what's going on here?
Yeah, so you know, we have a big announcement.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I'm actually not allowed to say it quite yet. So you guys are going to have to wait. Very unfortunate, you know, because it is really, really cool, big news that you're just going to have to wait for.
Because off camera, off camera.
Might have to wait a little longer. I wouldn't say we can't share it, but it might be better to wait.
To wait. Yeah. It's worth the wait, for sure.
What if, when does this need to air, then we could say it right now, because I could hold back.
I actually don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to have you back.
No,
all
for
right.
sure. For sure.
Okay. So, on that note, okay, MLP Augie. Yes. This is actually one I want to talk about. May have to do with that. I don't know. But, okay. But Augie, I just want to know personally, because I don't follow the MLP and all the stuff going on in pickleball all the time like you guys. You guys are in it all the time. How does it work? Like, how did you get the call? How did you find out? And just feelings when you found out you get drafted and totally skipped the challenger. So how does that even happen, Augie? Tell me as a viewer and listener.
It's really surreal. Like last year, and I we talked about it last time I was on the pod when we were at in Payson that MLP.
We were watching
Pesa. Shout out to him as always. Like, to be honest, at that point I felt like maybe I was good enough to play challenger, but I just was kind of a little too under the radar. So it's awesome to just like be in MLP finally. Like, we always watch MLP. It's so exciting to watch and just to be part of it. And then I think I was like going into the draft this year, I felt like I was 50-50 whether or not I was going to be in Premier or Challenger.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you're going into the draft? So tell me how it works. You have to like sign up, or they just tell
basically
you?
Basically, like you register on like their kind of how like people can send us questions on like.
Okay, so you actually have to do
that. You have to put your name in there and like make sure like that. Yeah. So like you have to commit and basically say that yes, you're willing to play all the events and yada yada yada, even though you're probably not really sure if you can or can't.
So how do you find out? So you did that.
Yes, did that. And then like several GMs had reached out to me, some on the challenger side, some on the premier side. So that's why I thought I was 50-50.
What does that even mean? Like hey, Augie, we're thinking about, or like,
yeah, like we're thinking really about drafting good. You. Are you going to be committed to all six events? Like how committed to pickleball are you?
It didn't come out of the blue. It's not like, you just got drafted.
No. Okay. No. Yeah. I knew I was on the radar. But at the same time, I had very limited results. People had just like kind of seen me play, and like maybe I passed the eye test. They like the way that I play, and they know that I'm a lefty.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of Asian blood on the team.
Yeah, right. I don't know. So going in was 50-50, and then like the draft night was the first night of the draft was the premiere night. So I was like kind of anxiously by my phone waiting the entire time. There are a couple teams that I thought might draft me, and then some of them like went with two guys like kind of early on. So I was like, like my chances are kind of lower. And then I hadn't really spoken to Dallas at all before the draft.
Really?
Yeah, I had the run with Tyra, who she got drafted before me. And then I guess I could be quite complimentary with J-Dub because he's so good at pickleball, but also very good on the left specifically. So
yeah,
and I play the right, obviously, as a lefty. So it like on paper, it was a fit. And then actually, it was quite interesting because I was hanging out with like Craig and Pessa and the Walkers and Audrey and Jessica. Just to not leave anyone out. And then Danny calls us, Danny Jensen, and he's like pretty close with JW, I guess. Mm. And he was like, yeah, I've got some intel that Dallas is looking at Augie. And I'm like, Dallas? Like, no, there's no way. They haven't even talked to me. And then sure enough, like I guess half an hour later, Dallas calls me just like congratulating me that they're picking me. And then
you got a call and you're like, Dallas,
yeah,
decline
right?
Wow, dude.
And then Yeah, and then I saw my name like on the live updates, and it was just, it was so super surreal. Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
so it was really.
Dude, I was bummed. I was in North Carolina too. I was just at a different house because I was staying with someone else.
That's crazy.
But yeah. The crazy thing, I was gonna go to your house.
You were, You were supposed to have dinner with us that night.
Yeah, and then Craig
bailed.
Craig convinced me. I don't know. I don't know how.
You got a soft spot for Craig or something.
I do. I've got a soft spot for you, but I think
it's just
not as soft as a spot. Apparently,
a little harder.
Yeah,
yeah. It was a tough decision. I was literally at a fork in the road. I was on the road. I was on the road. Like, do I go to Cadence?
Pick the wrong fork.
I'm picking you next time.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Every other time.
That's awesome. Whenever. Bro.
Yeah.
Not hurt by it.
Well, we are super excited for you. And who's so who's on your team? So we got J.W. Johnson. You may have heard of him.
Yeah.
Tyra Black.
And Georgia Johnson.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, the two Johnsons.
Obviously, I'm assuming the Johnsons are going to play together.
I think so.
You're playing with Tyra. You had that great run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It made a lot of sense. Like, as soon as I saw the team put together, I was like, holy crap. This is literally like...
Dude, the men's doubles, it's going to be really interesting. Because have you ever even played against JW?
He just played against
him
in Miami.
For the first time in Miami.
Oh, you did?
Him and Dylan kicked... my and PK's butts.
Okay.
Shout out to PK though. That's another guy who trains out here in Phoenix.
Yeah. There you go, PK.
He's a freak.
Great dude.
Okay.
Love him.
So I guess, you know, we'll have to have you back on and talk more about MLP, but super excited for you. We're gonna follow Augie on his MLP journey.
You know it. I'm gonna be right in the front seat, be like, Augie.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate
I'm so
it.
Proud
I've
of you.
I've like really felt the love from the entire Arizona pickleball community specifically. So yeah, it's just been an unreal journey so far.
Yeah, I got chills. Excited. I got chills when he got drafted.
Dude.
I was like having a proud dad moment. I'm not even a dad or older than him.
There you go. But hey, you had
as
it.
As far as
there
you know.
So
you're my son.
Yeah, anything else? I got one more thing we're going to do to end, Caden, but any last questions from you, and we're going to wrap up.
No, you know, obviously, you know, we're super close friends. I would say you're probably, like, one of, if not my closest friends on the tour and just in Arizona in general. But, you know, is there any, you know, specific, you know, is there any specific person maybe, like, inside or even outside of pickleball that you would just like to, you know, say a quick thank you to?
Oh, are we
yeah, this guy's for sure he's fishing for something.
No.
No. I was like, oh, wait, a significant what are we talking about? All
right. Certainly, yeah, Caden. I mean,
no!
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, no.
Caden's just, he's such a G.
I actually wasn't fishing for
he's
that.
He's the nicest guy ever. Wow. Yeah, same with Jordan. Just
I'm getting sweaty.
Love being associated with you guys and everyone who I've practiced with, like, they've just helped me out with my game so much. Craig and Kyle too, like tremendous wisdom in pickleball. And then also just to my parents, like they've always supported me in sports. Whereas, you know, it's easy for some, I guess, Asian parents to maybe push their kids more academically. They still wanted me to do well in school, but they're also very supportive of when I was playing tennis.
And that's cool, man.
Even now, like after I got laid off from my job and now playing pickleball, they told me to keep going and playing pickleball and keep trying it before trying to get a job.
Really?
See, that's because you're good. My mom is always like, how's pickleball going? She's always worried. She's like, is pickleball okay? Like, you still doing all right? I'm like, yeah, mom, I'm good.
And what did you do before so the viewers know? Augie,
yeah,
what job did you get laid off? Let's shout them out.
No,
right? What's going on now?
I love that job.
He was a substitute
never would have quit that job because I loved it so much. I was doing statistics for a biotech company called Ceres Therapeutics, and we developed the very first microbiome targeted drug that targeted C. diff, which is like a really severe stomach infection that just causes like really chronic diarrhea.
Oh,
I had that today.
Okay.
Yeah.
After Olive Garden.
Yeah, maybe you need to talk to Augie on that.
It was a super meaningful job. I love the work that we did. But ultimately, like the biotech market kind of just like took a turn for the worst at the time. And we had to slash 40% of our company, 60% of R&D. So it was tough news at first. But yeah.
Hey,
sometimes
dude.
Blessings are in disguise.
That's right.
Hey,
I remember when you told me that, I instead of being like, oh man, I'm sorry, I think the first thing I said was like, oh shoot, so you get to play more pickleball, and you're like, Yeah, I guess. And I was like, I mean.
I wasn't sure yet. I was like, immediately I did try to find some jobs, but then I like took a step back and like, dude, I want to play more pickleball and see what happens. And then I can always go back and get a new job. So
it's awesome. Yeah,
we went to Olive Garden after that.
Yup.
Yeah, shout out to OG.
Shout out to Olive
Garden. The OGs know about OG.
Yup. It was... There was a special going on when we went.
Just because you guys like...
Unlimited bowls, wasn't it?
Unlimited pasta bowl.
What do you guys know about Sizzler, though?
Oh, I've actually
the
never
The real
been,
OG.
That
oh,
is
you guys,
the real
you guys
OG.
Are too, you guys are
I've
too
never
young
been
for
a
that,
Sizzler,
dude.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking
it's
about?
It's not because I'm too young. Do you know who my dad is, bro?
Okay,
I grew up eating Trader Joe's, you know?
Hey, Trader Joe's is good, bro.
I had to beg for my dad to, like, give me steak. And even then, I still just ate chicken and turkey and tofu.
Shout out to Coach Terry.
Yeah, wherever he is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, wherever he is.
Shout him out.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Yeah. We love him.
Yeah. Any last ones or?
Nah, you my dog.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No,
good job, Augie. Keep it going, bro.
Appreciate you guys.
Last thing we're going to do. Two more things. Last things. Word association game. Here we go.
Let's go.
I'm going to say a word. First phrase, thought that comes to mind. Or one word answer.
Okay.
Ready?
Caden has to do it too.
Oh shoot!
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, it's gonna be okay.
My brain don't work.
Okay, you guys can talk.
Mine doesn't either.
You guys can talk at the same time. Whatever. Okay. We'll see how it works. Pickleball.
Augiga.
Fun.
Ooh.
Caden Emuff.
Tennis.
Sucky.
Not as fun.
Oh, coming from a former tennis player.
Yeah.
Family.
The best thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay. PPA.
Really good tour.
Great tour.
APP.
Another really
great
good tour.
Okay. MLB.
Another really good
great tour.
Oh, come on, dude. Best lefty in the game.
Augiga. Or Caden Emuff.
Maybe Pablo.
2025.
Pablo, come on. Okay, Pablo.
Yeah.
Well, what would you rank? Top three.
Oh,
I guess there's not that many. There's not that
Augiga,
many.
Augiga, Pablo so. Tellez, all right,
let's
and...
Take, let's take you out, and then you rate the top three now. That's really easy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's really easy.
For men's doubles or overall? Or
Overall.
Doubles, dude. Yeah.
Yeah,
men.
Just in general.
Men's doubles.
Yeah.
We'll go Pablo. Oh, gosh. I don't want to leave anyone out.
Yeah, let's you're going to have to leave someone out, bro. He only gave you three choices.
There's only five. All right. Top five. Just go real quick, dude.
Okay. Pablo, okay. Tyler, Jack Monroe, CJ Klinger.
Monroe.
Yeah, he's up there.
Forget about that, too.
He's definitely up there.
Forgot about
100%.
And then, I'm probably forgetting one, but Stefano Vern.
Ooh, that's good.
Pessa's out here. Yeah, shout out to Pessa, Ryler DeHart. Martin Emmerich.
Okay. Martin Emmerich.
It really wasn't a top three,
there's
but
a lot.
We're just naming all of them now.
I can't just name a few of them. Right. I got to shout out all my lefties.
All
right, yeah, they're all freaking beasts.
Shout them out. Nadal.
Yeah, Rafa.
Nadal, we hope you have a good farewell tour. All right.
I'm missing one for
sure.
Okay,
we're gonna continue.
Yeah,
here we go. Word association. Caden.
Dog.
Ooh, you don't have to answer.
Woof, woof, woof.
Ben Johns.
Goat.
Number one player in the world behind Caden Emuff.
Yeah.
Annalee Waters.
The literal goat.
Goat.
Yeah.
Illegal paddles.
Hate them. Hate.
I should be using them.
Yeah.
Okay. Vadic.
Goat.
Oh, Augie's with Vadic. You guys don't know.
High quality company.
Spin serve.
I would have loved to have been part of pickleball when the spin serve was a thing.
Oh my gosh, dude. But he hasn't even been playing that long.
I was playing for 2 months and then the spin serve got banned.
Okay.
Yeah.
My association is 2021.
Okay. All right. Brianna's pickleball.
Best.
Best instructional
best
YouTube
instructional
channel.
YouTube channel.
On
yeah.
the planet.
All right.
Four words.
There you go. Last thing. Okay. We're going to build your dream player, Augie.
Okay.
All right. You've been on the pro tour a little bit.
You can't use me.
We're going
to. Okay.
You can't use your. You,
dang.
You can't
that
use
changes
yourself.
Nothing.
you can't use yourself. All right.
Okay.
Well, you could, but you know, it might be seen in a different light. But
no, that's cool. You
I'm
can
not
use me.
Use myself.
Okay. So you're building your dream player. We're going to go down the list. Forehand ink.
Colin Johns. Thomas Wilson.
Ooh,
that's good.
All right, backhand ink.
Ben Johns.
Really? I'd take James.
Maybe Ignatowicz.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I think.
Okay, so we're building a player. So we got Thomas Wilson forehand.
Okay. Yeah.
We got A what?
I'm going Ben. Ben John.
Ben John's backhand.
Can you use the same player more than once?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go no.
Yeah. Come on. No.
Okay. In that case, I'll go James. I'll go James.
Okay. Maybe we. Oh, it'll be cool if we actually build a player with different body parts, but I don't know. Okay.
What? All
right. Didn't come out that great.
I know.
All right.
Huh? You shouldn't pick me for one of those.
forehand speed up off the bounce.
I got one. Shoot. There's some good ones.
There are some good ones.
You got to choose wisely.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Augie.
Who are you thinking? You got to help me jog.
I don't know. I'd put Dylan up there.
Oh, yeah. Dylan's good.
I was going to put Gabe Tardio.
Tardio's is really good.
Tardio's pretty lethal on the forehand side.
Actually, I'd probably just give it to Tardio so we can save some space for other shots.
I actually originally thought Dylan, but then I was like, no, Gabe, bro.
Okay. Backhand speed up off the bounce.
Oh, shoot. We already used James.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Off the bounce.
Oh, Riley.
Easily. Oh, for sure. Yeah. 100%. Yeah,
kind of forget about him a little bit. Because he's not in the last few tournaments. Yeah. That's why. All right, counter.
I'm so excited for him to move back. Woo-wee.
Yeah,
counters.
J-Dub.
Oh, really?
Right. I'm
surprised you didn't go Caden there.
Yeah, I'm not.
resets. This is a good one.
Resetting.
There's a few people that'd be in there. Yeah. You already used Colin.
No, he didn't. He said Thomas forehand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he could Colin's take Colin
certainly
here.
Up there. Ugh. Who else?
You could pick the lady. You know who's kind of an underrated name? You could pick the lady.
True.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean to.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't think
about
that.
I'm a feminist. Who's good?
Well, I mean, a lot of ladies. Anna Lee resets everything.
She does.
But, like, I feel like there are so many different things that you could put
Vivian?
Her in.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
Vivian,
that's a great pick.
What, Vivian David?
I can't believe I forgot.
Vivian Glossman, for sure.
Shout out to your favorite player's favorite player.
Yeah, there you go.
Vivian David.
Vivian David.
All right, forehand drive.
Oof.
That would be a good Thomas one, too.
That would be a good Thomas one.
Deckel Bar has a good one.
Deckel Bar has a good drive.
Yeah, hits it hard.
Tyson has a good drive, too.
Tyson does. Ferrari forehand. Craig Johnson's really dippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jaume.
That's a great pick. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Backhand drive.
I'll take Connor Garnett.
Yeah. Easily.
Okay. ATP.
Oh, shoot, we just used Connor.
I know.
Connor's ATP is elite.
Really?
Yeah, it is, bro.
100%. That's so funny because, like, the one time I played with him in Arizona, he was like, yeah, there's four players on the court, and one of them is the greatest ATPer ever. And I was like, really? Who? And he was like, I'm not going to answer that. And then he literally missed an ATP, and I was like, oh, well, it can't be you, bro. So it's got to be one of us three.
That's a classic Connor Garnett story.
Yeah, and then Michael missed an ATP, and I was like, well, it ain't Michael either.
All right, so I think Federico is underrated.
He really waits and his is super controlled. He doesn't hit it that hard.
Yes.
We already used Craig Johnson's, but he is really good at it.
Craig Johnson's a great ATP.
He is so good at it.
Yeah.
ATP defense.
Yeah. Pessa.
Really?
Ooh, seriously, Pessa. Yeah. That's where I learned mine from.
I don't know, dude. Yours is good, Augie. Yeah, but I know you can't use yourself.
Pessa's is better. I learned it from him.
It's pretty funny. Right, gets really low too. Also,
he gets
so
low.
You haven't used Caden Emoff yet. Just wanted to throw.
Okay.
That out.
Yeah, I know.
this is the easy one. Probably one of the easiest. Or maybe you guys can light me. But
overhead, Caden Emoff.
Caden Emoff. There we go. Oh. Genuinely, Caden Emoff on the Ernie.
Really?
Oh, Ernie.
Is that what you said?
I said Ernie.
Yeah. Caden Emoff.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
You just skipped Tyler Leung like that, huh?
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. I'm just kidding. Shout out to Tyler. He's a good guy. Okay. He doesn't show me much love on his podcast.
Oh.
Ooh.
He's a good guy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, obviously a great player. Yeah.
Tyler.
But
we're going to have you on, man. Have you on the path.
But you said Caden Emoff.
Yeah. I did say Caden Emoff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate it. What else?
All right. This is going to be hard because you used Ben already, but drops.
Ooh.
For sure. Caden Emoff, right?
So someone that if you had to put your life on line, someone's going to make that drop.
Make the drop.
Who is it going to be?
Make a drop and make a good drop.
You know who has a really good drop?
Who?
Etta Wright.
Ooh,
she does.
Her forehand. Well, or this is forehand or backhand or just like doesn't matter. Like
if I said like Etta to me, her game is like kind of like, and this is not gonna hopefully just sound bad, but like she's like the female version of Ben Johns to me. Her game, like how smooth it is, dude.
I agree.
She is just like.
She's so aesthetic.
She's good.
Like, she's great to watch.
She's got an amazing looking.
We're going Etta then.
I'll take Etta on a drop. Yeah.
Anna Bright also has a fantastic drop. Forehand top spin. Yeah. Yeah. Really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll go with Anna just to be different.
All right. What about Lob? Kaden. Lob here. besides Augie and besides Yame.
I mean, got to go with the Lob Doctor, Callan Dawson. Hard to not go with him.
How many lobs did he hit against you in that game? Was it not a lot?
Not as many as I thought it would be, honestly.
But he did get us. It was probably like three or four.
He lobbed us more, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he lobbed you on that one, and it wasn't good, apparently.
It wasn't, but he got a few of them over our head. You know? I just had to let him know when one was back.
Yeah.
All right. We didn't like it very much.
Fellow Asian, though.
Yeah,
there you go.
Awesome.
There
you go. He already has, you know, bonus points and my respect just off of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So we could use more because we're running out of people. But we'll go. Okay. Serve.
We already used Deckel for. Might have said.
Did
Deckel
we use Deckel?
It would be Deckel though, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Did we say Deckel though?
Yeah.
For forehand drive.
Got him on forehand.
I said
drive.
Like three different ones. I've been cheating on every single one.
No worries.
Deckels is the hardest to return for sure. Ignatovic is good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Dude.
Matt Wright has a really big serve.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah,
it's hard to get up to sometimes. shout out to Matt. He's a beast.
He's a great player.
Returns.
It's a great question.
That's a
stat that you don't really think about a lot, but when we talk about returning.
Yeah.
Catherine Parento.
Ooh, yes.
Huge returner.
Huge, huge.
All right.
I think all the singles beasts, they tend to have good returns in doubles even as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Catherine's is
right. Am I missing anything?
Overhead.
Who would it be? Someone said Matt Wright a long time ago. Would you put that? No.
No.
Really?
Overhead. No. I think we said James already, but James is overhead.
Whoever's
is
using the gearbox.
His shoulder out.
Yeah.
Anyone with a gearbox.
Oh, Patrick Kaka.
Or above. Oh, easily PK.
Hands down.
Great, oh, yeah.
Great
hands
pickup.
Down.
He would have been upset if we didn't pick him.
Yeah.
Easily the best.
For sure. PK.
Hardest.
Don't worry, bro.
Shout out to PK.
Got
we got you.
Kaden's got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boy right there.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There's a dream player. We'll have some AI generation just mock that up or something like that.
Yes.
But, any last words? Augie, shout out to who do you want to talk to, man? Who cameras here, cameras there. To the audience. Who do you want?
Say hi to any person in the world, including your celebrity crush.
Obviously millions of viewers here, so.
Yeah. Right. Shout out Dua Lipa.
Oh, wow.
no, shout out shout out to Vatic, shout out to the Pickle Mall, shout out to the PPA Tour. I mean, shout out to everyone who's followed me and supported me.
There you go.
And of course, last but not least, Dua Lipa.
Yeah, Dua Lipa.
Yeah. And Margot Robbie, if you're listening.
What
to
is Dua Lipa? The singer?
Bro. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I'm getting older. By the second.
What's Dua Lipa?
By the second.
You did not just ask the question.
All right. We're going to end it out there. Augie, thank you so much. We're going to have him on again. If you really enjoy this, make sure you give this video a like. Comment below what we want to, some questions we have for the Augster next time.
Kaden, dog.
Thank you for being here. Everyone, we'll see you in the next episode.
Appreciate you.
Damn right.
Thanks so much.